Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins Attorneys at Law.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
Call in now with your tax questions at 247-7282.
Well, the intro song, The Tax Man, he may not cometh right away, Andrew. We have Andrew Foster from Harvell and Collins with us, and driving in this morning, both of us heard the breaking news that the federal government is considering, hasn't yet enacted it, but maybe an extension, a delay in the April 15th filing. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Mike.
What are you hearing on that topic? That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, coronavirus is definitely the big news item of the day.
Yep, it's affecting everything.
Affecting everything, including taxes.
Yeah.
And, you know, as it stands right now, the IRS, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, stated yesterday that they were considering postponing the filing deadline for taxpayers. And just by him saying that, I think the writing's on the wall that that's going to come to fruition.
I think so, too.
So, you know, historically speaking, when we've had a delay in the tax filing deadline, it's really been isolated to certain geographic areas.
Sure.
So, for example, in our area, when Hurricane Florence came through, those individuals that had extended their tax deadline, who had filed a valid tax extension, so that would have been due on October 15th, that got postponed through the end of the year, through December 31st.
Okay.
And so but it was just for, you know, really Eastern North Carolina.
Yeah. Because of a natural
disaster. South Carolina, because of a natural disaster. You remember similar type, extensions relative to the fires out in California.
Sure.
When they, again, allowed for an extended period of time to file your return. This extension is probably going to be much more widespread, and I think to the point where the entire United States is going to be able to have an extended period of time in order to get their tax filing made, more than likely.
Well, I think, too, when you mentioned Secretary Treasurer Mnuchin coming out and saying that publicly, and then also couple that with President Trump's presentation last night from the Oval Office, where he concluded his remarks by saying, we're in this together.
That's right.
I don't think he's going to come out then. They're going to say, for the states of X, Y, and Z, your filing date is such, and the remainder still stays on April 15th. We're all in this together, and it's going to be defeated, the virus that is, or contained by all of us, e pluribus unum. You know,
that's right.
So what would your guess be as far as when the government might say, OK, the new date will be what? What do you think it is?
Well, you know, historically speaking, we had an October through the end of the year to December. So, you know, October, November,
calendar
December.
Year.
So you're looking at least 2.5 months is probably what I'm thinking for an extended period of time. The issue here is we're not quite sure how long this threat's going to be upon us. So, you know, maybe a 2.5 month extension isn't enough. Maybe it's a full 6 months. Maybe it's a full all the way to October 15th, you know, that they're going to consider. And why is this an issue? It's, you know, normally when you get an extension, when you file, we always mention it. It's an extension to file. It's not an extension to pay. That's a separate extension you have to ask for.
Mm-hmm.
Your extension to file is granted automatically. You don't have to have a reason for filing an extension of your income tax return. You just send in a form and boom, you get an extra 6 months to file. If you want an extension to pay, you have to ask for a separate extension, and normally there needs to be justification as to why you're asking for that. This extension that's being proposed and is on the table by the federal government is both an extension to file and an extension to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And that second part is the critical thing here,
sure,
because the idea is we want people's money in their pockets so they can continue to put money into the economy and spend money, basically. So that is the key here, is there is going to be no, assuming this gets passed, which I think, again, this doesn't even need to be passed by Congress per se. This can just be a Treasury regulation that goes out. The head of the Treasury.
They don't have to go through the House and the Senate and the President.
Is sections in the code that allows him to make those types of decisions.
Well, guess what they're going to do then, Andrew?
So they're gonna extend it, and then keep in mind an extension to file and an extension to pay. So if you're one of those taxpayers out there who knows that you historically owe money to the service, well, you know, odds are your best bet is to hold your return, which you're probably doing anyways because you're probably waiting to the last minute
before
you stroke that check.
Right.
But really, you may be able to wait even longer this particular year to stroke that check, and it's not going to affect you because there is going to be no interest and going to be no penalties that will accumulate on any tax bill that's going to be owed assuming that this gets taken care of. And of course, we'll keep our listeners updated once the final decision is made. But I think the writing's on the wall. As you said, if you got the higher ups in government, the president, the buck stops with him, obviously, the Treasury Secretary, all saying the same thing, which is, yeah, we really need to do this. It's going to get done.
And the number, I don't know the exact number I heard, Andrew, it was like several $100 billion. They guess that would be put back into the, or remain in the economy before those people, like you mentioned, stroke that check to the IRS, not on April 15th, but at some later time. My guess would be the date would be like June 30th. That's the end of the fiscal year for a lot of, businesses and municipalities. And maybe that's a marker that they'd be looking at. But you, like you said, it could go on beyond that. There's no reason. There's nothing precedent. There's no precedent as far as what they have to do.
That's right.
It's what they can do, and they have the authority to do it.
Yeah. And then the other corresponding piece to this is relief for taxpayers. And so one of the things that's been floated about is a payroll tax relief period. So this was actually done by President Obama back in 2011 and actually again in 2012. And what happened here is that there are payroll taxes that obviously get taken out of your check, and then your employer pays half the payroll taxes. You pay the other half of the payroll taxes. So it's basically a total of 12.4%. You're responsible for 6.2%. Your employer's responsible for 6.2%. So they're talking about reducing the payroll taxes that the employee pays.
Okay.
So the employer would still be responsible for paying their full 6.2%. But the employee would only be responsible for paying, and under the Obama plan, it was a 4.2%. So it was a 2 percentage point cut. Again, what does that do? That puts more money in your paycheck.
Yeah.
So those individuals that are, you know, being paid as employees would just get a little bit more money in their paycheck because 2% of the taxes are going to be forgiven, reduced. So that's one item that's on the table. The Republicans seem to be pretty high on it. The Democrats, you know, are saying it doesn't do enough. You know, what I think the compromise here is going to be, Mike, is how do we compensate those individuals that are out of work, whether it be because they're infected or whether it be because their job is unfortunately just non-existent at the moment. You know, we've got the NBA shutting down.
Right.
We've got all kind of workers in arenas who are not going to be working.
And probably in the travel and hospitality industry as well.
I mean, you know, you've just got tons of industries that are being affected right now. So the question ultimately becomes, and this is where we may have, you know, a lot of times when we have crisis like this, we fall back on what we've done before.
Yeah, precedent.
So what has the country done before? And that's why we look at the payroll tax and we look what Obama did and we say, okay, that might be one possible solution. But, you know, here's a novel one, which is how do we compensate those individuals that, you know, are out of work due to, you know, either self-quarantine or governors saying don't go to work or NBA shutting down, industries, you know, not able to function as normal because individuals aren't using their services because they don't want to be in large groups. And so this may be how do you get money in the pockets of, you know, your everyday workers who are being affected by this right now. And that's tough because, you know, you could pass a tax credit that says for all the days that you were out of work, you're going to get a credit. The issue with that is that's only going to help next tax year.
Yeah.
You know, that'll help lower your burden and help get you a bigger refund for the next year. But, you know, the idea is they want to put money in people's pockets now.
Well, they crank up the printing press and they send everybody a check.
And that might be the way they're going to go about this. Yeah. And I don't know if that's going to be the ultimate solution at the end of the day, but you know, that is the next layer, which is, if we want to say, here are some tax issues that we can help out with, let's extend the tax filing deadline extend the tax payment deadline. That puts more money in people's pockets.
Right.
All right. Got it. Payroll taxes. Let's reduce them on the employee side. Again, puts people in
more money in their
money in people's pockets. But those are the people that are actually getting a check.
Yeah, they're already receiving something. Just
exactly.
Get a little bit more.
So now what do we do about the individuals who are not receiving a check because their job has been virtually eliminated by the virus? And that's where I think there's going to have to be some novel components here relative to how they're going to implement possible relief for those individuals. And I think that you know, that's going to be interesting to you know, keep an eye on.
If they were to reduce the payroll tax, that would be a temporary stopgap measure, correct?
Correct.
How soon would the workers see that? I mean, is that something that's automatic through your payroll company or your HR? So the next payroll check, you'd see that difference.
Yeah,
whatever.
If they came out today and passed laws that said we're going to reduce the employee's side on the payroll tax, you know, that would be your very next check. Instead of paying 6.2%, you'd be down to 4.2%. So again, you'd see real bump in your check.
Yeah,
if they pass this measure, you know, and this is just stuff that we've got to keep our eyes on. I mean, obviously.
But then how long does that live then? As far as they were to reduce what you said, Andrew, then the crisis then plays out. Does the Treasury then say, oh, we're going back to where we were?
Mm-hmm.
That's how
how
it's worked in the past.
In the past, historically speaking, it's been a temporary.
So enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, you know, 6 month, you know, quarter, next quarter, you're not going to have to do this. It just depends on how long they think. I think this particular crisis is likely looking at, you know, again, a minimum of 6 months. I think you got to be there.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know how long it's going to last, and you'd rather err on the side of, and again, you can continue to extend. I mean, that's the thing about tax laws, as we all know. There are always those extender rules that say, okay, if we start with the quarter, and then all of a sudden we realize it's going a little bit more than what we thought, they'll just pass extensions on things and say, okay, we're going to extend this payroll tax relief out another quarter.
And then when they would bring it back, would they bring it back to the same level, or would they try to claw back a little what they gave away to the taxpayer?
It went right back to the same level under the Obama plan.
Talking with Andrew Foster from Harvell & Collins Life and Taxes, as we do each Thursday. To reach Andrew after the show here, call the office at 252-726-9050 or check him out online, Harvell & Collins, Cecil & Wes, and here in Morehead City, if you want to get the up-to-date information on when to file your taxes, if you owe it.